What is going on, everybody? We are back for the 2022-23 school year, and we've got a brand new podcast for you guys. I'm your host, Cameron Wilkaitis, and I'll be providing all the updates you need to stay in the loop. It's been a very busy summer for the school district, and there's a lot to be excited about. Technology's advancing in the classrooms, buildings are looking nicer than ever, and all hands are on deck to make sure the kids get the best experience possible. We're going to go in a little more detail about what's to come with some back-to-school news, so don't go anywhere and enjoy our most prevailing stories to date. Welcome to the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Yes, that's MPS. We love our acronyms here in the Milford Public Schools. We're going to be covering stories ranging from sports to school news and plenty more events. Episodes will be dropping regularly. You can find anywhere you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple, Spotify, or even Google Podcasts. There's a lot of great stuff to come, so don't miss out and make sure to subscribe. It's my first year with the Milford Public Schools, and I've had the great opportunity to work in IT. It's been very busy for all of our department getting the schools ready, so shout out to them. Shout out to maintenance. They've been working very hard preparing the buildings this summer. It really is an awesome team we have here, and there's been a lot of preparation for what's to come. Superintendent Dr. Kutaya has done everything to make sure things run smoothly, and she's also been a big help in making this podcast happen. This summer, I got to experience two events that really stood out to me. Back in July, we had over 100 teachers attend our annual week-long HQI Live event at Foreign High School to further their understanding of high-quality instruction. Through our district's model of high-quality instruction, all learners will develop a strong knowledge of content and skills while they challenge themselves, exhibit high levels of agency, work autonomously, take risks, live a healthy lifestyle, and develop a sense of community awareness and engagement, where everyone is able to think and act beyond themselves as individuals. Basically, there were four classrooms with kids in them engaging in live lessons and various different activities. Teachers all throughout the district were there, able to collaborate, walk around, observe the classes going on. This was obviously my first year there, and I have to say, it was unique to see an event like this from behind the scenes. All the teachers in attendance were there to get better and find new strategies to use in the classroom, which I thought was awesome. The whole week went very well. Another event we had this summer was more recently at the Grassy Hill Country Club, one day for day one. It was a really good experience for newer teachers to get acclimated, and for some of the more tenured teachers to just unwind and relax. It was great to see them get the opportunity to build camaraderie and feel better about the upcoming school year, and there were plenty of activities in different rooms such as yoga, meditation, dancing, painting, and we even got to see some golf swings get put to the test. I was there to take some pictures to post on our new Instagram, another addition from this summer. We'll be posting a range of content from all the schools, sports, fine arts, and plenty of other events going on, so don't miss out and make sure to go follow that at milfordct.ps for all the latest news going on throughout the district. Wednesday was the first day of school, and I got to go around and ask some students at Foreign High School a couple questions about the upcoming school year. Here's what they had to say. How was your summer, and how does it feel to be back?
It feels good to be back. I mean, the 5:30 alarm was definitely a different wake-up call than the usual, like, 11:30 bit, possibly. But I'm happy to be back, and especially since it's my last year, it's definitely more exciting, I think. And I feel like I have a little bit more, like, wisdom about what's going on in school.
My summer was pretty good. hung out with my friends, you know, did summer things. How's it feel to be back? I guess it's kind of surreal in a way, because it's kind of crazy how we're seniors already, and it just feels like time is flowing by. But I mean, like yesterday feels like it's the first day again, but as a freshman, just going through halls, being lost, no clue where to go. So, yeah.
How was your summer, and how does it feel to be back?
My summer was good. It was nice to have a refresh, and it feels good to be back. I'm excited to graduate.
My summer was good. I had a lot of fun, relaxed, but I'm glad to be back and see everyone and get some stuff done.
There's a lot of working and time off, so it's definitely kind of an adjustment to get back on the schedule, but now that I'm old enough to work, it's not as much of a change to try to get back to waking up early and coming to school every day, so I'm kind of excited to be back, but it'll be an adjustment.
My summer was good. It's been really active, and it's a little different getting back to adjusting to the schedule, but you know, that's the part about school. You gotta learn to be responsible, and I think for us seniors, it really shows how this year especially, as I'm looking forward to the school year and looking towards my future and applying to colleges. And yeah, that's, I think that's the most important part for us as seniors, is to advance more towards, how do I want to word this, like, this is like a big step towards our, into our life, as this is the year that we have to really prepare and be responsible for our next steps and our future, I guess.
What are you most looking forward to for the 2022-23 school year?
Probably graduating. I think probably like the football games and hanging out with everyone.
Oh, yearbook.
And yearbook and journalism.
Yeah. Definitely the different like dances or different like, cause I didn't go to many of like the football or like basketball or baseball games. So I'll definitely do that this year. Mostly because it's my last time as a student going to them, but yeah.
I guess I'm looking forward to having, like, because this is like the first truly normal year since like our freshman year. It's like, there's no more masks, there's no more like free food and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess I'd say I'm looking forward to school events where we're actually able to like move freely about, and like just things are like normal now, so that's cool.
I'm kind of looking forward to the football season, as well as just kind of being the senior, like having a more laid-back schedule, just kind of being able to do different things, that, like having senior priv, something that I've never been able to have before. So just kind of being a senior and what that brings towards like changes in my high school career and applying for colleges and kind of getting ready for my next step in life.
Yeah, basically the same thing. I'm looking forward to the football season, the baseball season. Obviously having a more laid-back schedule as you're a senior, also applying to colleges and getting ready also to take that next big step in my life and see what I want to do.
We're about ready to wrap this up, but the school year is back better than ever, and we've got a lot coming soon that you don't want to miss. Once again, I'm Cameron Wilkaitis. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.